The lion dance is a Chinese tradition. You may have seen the large, ornate, often brightly colored lion heads at Chinese New Year festivals or other special occasions. The show's Annika Klein takes us to a lion dance in Chandler.
In front of Sifu Gourmet, two red lions are waking up. It looks like they're stretching and yawning as dancers under the fabric begin to stand and move. One dancer controls the head, while another controls the tail. The dim sum restaurant recently changed hands, and the new owners asked the Arizona Martial Arts Lion Dancers to perform here to bring good luck and prosperity. The lions begin by bowing to the front door.
And then if you notice, when we came in, we bowed into the cash register. Why? Because that is where the money of the establishment is coming and going.
Peter Pena is the group's teacher. The dancers work together to walk, bow, even jump on each other's shoulders to make it look like the lion is standing on its hind legs. They interact with an audience enjoying dumplings and noodle rolls. People chuckle when the lions seem to want a bite of their lunch, but Pena says every movement has a purpose.
When the whiskers go over the person's head, that means that the lion is blessing that table or that person.
After some picture-taking, the costumes come off, revealing the dancers underneath.
A lot of people notice we are not Asian. Far from it.
Becky Bohannon and her husband Kevin are lion dancers.
But we are very honored to be able to take part of it. It's an amazing thing, and I'm glad we were able to share with it.
Like others in the group, they've been doing this for years, but most of the dancers don't have Chinese roots. Here's Kevin Bohannon.
Our lion dance knowledge was pretty nil. You know, just what we've seen on TV and an occasional kung fu movie.
Pena is Chinese Hispanic and has been studying lion dance for decades. While he wants to preserve the customs he was taught, he believes the art form should be open to anyone.
People still think that, a good lion dance team is mainly only Asian.
But it's not uncommon for outsiders to seek out and learn customs from other places. Ted Solis is an ethnomusicologist at Arizona State University and studies music as it relates to culture. He says as things like music and dance migrate, there's a lot to consider. Like figuring out how to participate in these art forms without appropriating them.
What is our goal in all this? Are we trying to preserve the culture? Are we trying to give people a kind of an enjoyable experience? Are we trying to do both?
These are tough questions to answer. In his own student ensembles, the musicians are often not from the same background as the music they're playing.
They may not have come directly from being immersed in such a culture, but they know that it's there. And they have a certain connection to it, maybe emotional or romantic connection to it, and they want to capture it.
For Kevin Bohannon, part of the joy is to connect back with the Chinese community, like he did here at Sifu Gourmet.
It feels so wonderful to be able to share their culture and to show that it spanned the boundaries of race and countries, and that's just an awesome feeling.
For the show, I'm Annika Klein.